The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Didn't think we were going to do a show this week. We're only doing an abbreviated half show to make the boss happy.
People were upset that we weren't going to play a certain song for Thanksgiving.
At the end of the show. Legitimately upset. So,
what?
Happy boss. We're going to get to it.
Yeah, happy life, happy boss. Wait. Happy boss, yep. Happy life.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brazilian kids.
Fucking Brazilian. Jesus Christ.
All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Will Smith, Puffy, Full Gear. There's a little bit of news. Like I said, this is an abbreviated special quick edition of the show. So let's jump right into TV news this week. HBO Max has renewed Harley Quinn for a fifth season. This comes a couple months after the season four finale. This is the Kaley Cuoco, Lake Bell animated series. So if you like that show, you're getting another season. End of last season, I think they created the Gotham City Sirens with Batgirl and Catwoman. So, boy. I always thought Gotham City Sirens sounded like a roller derby team.
Yeah. I mean, you could kind of smell the cat litter coming off the screen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much. The actor strike, obviously, over now. CBS and ABC have came out with the when your shows are coming back. CBS basically is waiting till after the Super Bowl, where this show getting the spot directly after the Super Bowl is a series premiere of something called Tracker, not Trapper John, sadly. And then Monday is going to be The Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola, NCIS. Hawaii with LL Cool J. Tuesday, you're getting all the FBI shows. Thursday is going to be Young Sheldon and Ghost, So Help Me Todd. Friday is SWAT, Fire Country, and Blue Bloods. Sunday is Football in 60 Minutes and CSI Vegas Season 3.
So, that sounds awful.
Wednesday will be Survivor. On the 28th will be the premiere. So.
Oh, that's I'm glad I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, ABC has announced late January for theirs, The Bachelor, New Bachelor, and then you're getting a true crime themed 2020 offshoot. The Good Doctor is on the move. If you like that show, it will now be the Tuesday night 10 o'clock show. So The Rookie is going into the spot that was The Rookie Feds time, and 911, which Fox had canceled and ABC picked up, will lead into Grey's Anatomy on Thursdays. So
the show's still on.
Which one?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is gonna be the end of it. So, and lastly, for TV news, Vince, December 21st, CBS is putting on a special, Dick Van Dyke's 98 Years of Magic, to celebrate the star's long and storied career.
That's bullshit. Yeah, you're just telling me this to fuck with me, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm not some bitch who's going to say, I hope he dies before it happens. I ain't that bad.
Yet.
Yet. Give it time.
Yeah.
Did you see AMC
coming to an end? Yeah,
AMC Plus.
Yes,
Monsieur Spade.
Yes, the trailer for this came out. Was that Clive Owen?
Yeah,
as the lead,
as Sam Spade. He's retired, living in the south of France.
Yeah, it looks good.
God damn it!
I was like, oh, they're doing an actual good show. Crap.
Sam Spade. What?
Yeah.
I got all giggity. I was like, oh, shit.
Which was the old Humphrey Bogart character.
Yes. So, from Maltese Falcon. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I might have to check that one out.
I popped.
So, yeah. I'm like, all right, you got me. Damn it.
God damn it.
All right. Let's go to movie news here. In a very surprising about face for Warner Brothers, they are letting the filmmakers of the movie Coyote versus Acme shop the movie to other potential distributors. Earlier in the week, they had said that they were going to shelve the $70 million Looney Tunes movie, but something happened behind the scenes, and they said, look, if you can find somebody to distribute the movie, go right ahead. We're not going to... They were going to do what they did to the Batgirl movie and just say, screw it. No, it never gets the light of day. So my guess is it's probably going to be a Netflix will outbid everybody for this. So...
Hmm.
There you go. Now, like I said, the strike is over. Netflix events is teaming up with good old Denzel Washington.
My man.
How about a historical drama featuring Denzel?
Laurie?
Laurie 2 Cannonball Boogaloo?
Oh.
Nah, he didn't. He may make it out of the first one.
Yeah. Glory to we got our watermelon.
Denzel will play Hannibal in an epic drama that will reteam him with director Antoine Fuqua. They teamed up on Training Day and the last Equalizer movie that just came out, which is really good, by the way.
Hannibal, as in crossing the Alps on elephants. Hannibal.
Yes. For Washington, the development brings back a project he's wanted to do for more than 20 years, but he didn't want to take time away from his kids when they were young to make the movie. So now the kids are grown, so he can go do this. Of course, if you don't know the story, Hannibal crossed the Alps, attacked Rome from the north on elephants. Basically, Hannibal was from northern Africa, Tunisia, I think's where it is now.
I think.
This was the second Punic War. Hollywood's wanted to try to do a story about Hannibal for a long time. There was supposed to be a Vin Diesel movie where he played Hannibal, but that fell through. But Netflix and Denzel are going to do Hannibal. So,
yeah, I didn't think Hannibal was sub-Saharan.
He was North Saharan. Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this. I'm trying to be as nice as I can.
That's my only questioning is, look, I love Denzel.
Yeah, it's Denzel Washington. Fucking
and it'll probably be really good because he's also co-producing.
Yeah.
But kind of wish there was photography so you could base it on something. You know what I mean?
I get you, bud.
Yeah. All right.
Historically accurate.
What? Not for Netflix. Not at Netflix, sir.
No.
All right. We're getting Good Burger, the movie.
Speaking of sub-Saharan.
I didn't even plan it like that. You just took it in your hands, sir. in a marketing deal here, Arby's is teaming up with Paramount Plus to bring the Good Burger meal to life. The Good Burger 2 meal. It's an Arby's double Wagyu steakhouse burger, a strawberry shake and fries. You can go pick it up. The meal costs $13.
Shit.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, let's move on here. We have a writer now for the Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow movie, Anne Noguera, a former actress and playwright who's starting to get screenwriting jobs, is apparently going to write the Supergirl movie. This is actually a redo for her. She was quietly hired to do a Supergirl movie in 2022 when they were trying to do the spin-off Sasha Cali from the Flash movie, that Supergirl. And that obviously fell through because dude that played the Flash wasn't the right Flash and he's a weirdo and we've talked about him before.
Come on, Grant.
Yeah, exactly.
It took a minute to think about that because
I know
these movies have sucked for a long time, and
Jesus. Yeah, so we have a writer for it. So there you go. No director. The writer was just hired. So there you go. All right, let's get to this Will Smith story. Holy crap.
I heard about this today, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Will Smith has firmly denied the rumors of a sexual relationship with fellow actor Dwayne Martin, calling the allegations unequivocally false. The claims were made by Brother Bilal, who says he was Will's former personal assistant. In an interview with someone called Tasha Kay, he claimed, "I opened the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne having sex with Will." He went on to describe Will as being bent over the couch and went into extremely graphic detail. He also said that Will's Big Willie style was about the size of a pinky toe. A spokesperson for Will said the claims were completely fabricated, and a source close to Will revealed that he is considering taking legal action.
You ever see a 6 degrees of separation?
Big pinky style?
Shit. Big pinky style all in it. Getting jig with it.
No. You know, it kind of makes sense because the world's kind of went downhill after the Willennium.
Look.
And then they shot Harambe, and look, that was the trigger.
All I'm saying is Jada don't want you.
Jada turned him gay.
Jada turns the frogs gay.
And Tupac wasn't going to go out like that, so he's like, somebody shoot me. Shit.
Jada turns Negroes gay.
Man, AI Alex Jones is going to be a thing, and it's going to be wonderful.
Oh.
My God.
That's fucked up.
All right, let's move on here to the next Avengers movie, which is supposed to be Avengers the Kang Dynasty.
Boy, we just slid right into that, didn't we?
Yeah. We don't know if Jonathan Majors will be back as Kang due to his ongoing legal issues for a trial that will happen for assault and harassment. Loki season 2 included Majors as another Kang variant, but ended in a way that you could say he was removed. They left it open to where he may or may not be there, which was probably a smart play. And if the rumors are true that they're talking to Mads Mikkelsen about being Dr. Doom, I might have some hope. But the movie itself, the Avengers movie, they lost their director. Destin Cretton, who directed Shang-Chi, was going to direct the movie. He has dropped out. So your star may be going to jail and your director's gone. Not a good sign for the mouse. So
fuck the mouse. How about that?
Well, yeah, and that leads to this next story. Speaking of, boy, this is some Netflix casting, if you will. Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman.
I think I found the problem.
No, he let the cat out of the bag about who former Walking Dead actor Steven Yeun is going to play in the upcoming Thunderbolts movie. To which Kirkman said, "I don't care. I don't work for Disney." And he let it out that Steven Yeun will be playing the Sentry. You know, Marvel's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Superman analog will be played by tiny little Asian man.
What? Why?
Dude, this one, you got me on this one. This even makes the folks at Netflix go, yeah, that might be a little too far.
Apparently
he had called him after a costume fitting and let him know that who he was playing, and Kirkman was doing some type of live stream, and like, yeah, and somebody asked him if he kept in touch with the actors, and like, yeah, I just talked to Steven. He just did his costume fitting for the Sentry for the Thunderbolts movie. And they're like, are you going to get in trouble for saying that? And he's like, I don't care. I don't work for Disney.
Yeah.
So.
An Asian guy.
Yeah.
As the fucking
Uber,
Disney.
As the Ubermensch.
Fucking Disney, man.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking Walt Disney is rolling around his fucking grave right now.
His cryo chamber? Yes.
Walt Disney is rolling around in his cryo chamber right now.
They're doing what? They've lost how much money on Indiana Jones?
There's Jews working in my company. You mean more than two? Put me back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing for movie news. We now have the villain for James Gunn's Superman Legacy movie. At least the first villain. Maria Gabrielle DeFaria from Deadly Class. And I didn't know that this was how they were going to go with Superman, but we'll see. She's going to be playing Angela Spica, a.k.a. The Engineer. The Engineer happens to be a member of... Vince, do you remember a comic book team from Wildstorm called The Authority?
Vaguely.
Which was like their Avengers, but gritty? With Apollo and Midnighter and Grifter?
Oh, yeah, I remember Midnighter, yeah.
This is that team. Superman Legacy is expected to introduce a number of Authority members as antagonists, and the team will spin off into its own movie. The Engineer is the one that is the completely metal woman that looks like a Silver Surfer with long hair and has like nanotech and can shapeshift her body.
Fuck yeah. And can sort and shit.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So.
Is she hot?
She look okay.
Not the character or the actress.
Yeah, she look okay.
She look fine. Does she look like a man?
Does this mean we're going to get live action Grifter? Because that's insane if we are. He's like Batman, for those that don't know. If Batman was military and not trained by Ra's al Ghul. And if DC's smart, you could actually have, get this, well-written gay characters. Apollo and Midnighter. Up. I know. Surprising, right? Not like, you know, Marvel and North Star.
Don't even get me started.
I know. All right, let's go to comic book news. There is no comic book news this week because we're recording early on Friday, so
we'll go right, comic books.
We'll go right into your recommendations for books that came out this week. Spawn 347, G.I. Joe 301, The Immortal Thor number 4. Aha, I got through it on the first try. Which
good for you.
Which brings back my boy Better A Bill is back in that book, so yay me. And Vince, your book of the week, we just talked about one team member, Alpha Flight, issue 4, came out this week. So there you go. All right, let's move on to wrestling news. WWE's tribute to the troops set to take place in Providence, Rhode Island, and will air December 8th at 8 p.m. on Fox. So there you go. That's always a good show they put on for free for the military families living on base. So
they try.
Update on Rey Mysterio. We now know why the Santos Escobar heel turn happened and why Rey lost the belt to Logan Paul over there in Blood Money Land. He underwent knee surgery. He was injured. So he said that the surgery went well. And then, of course, storyline said he'll be coming for Santos once he's cleared for back in action. But yeah, Rey had to have knee surgery, so that explains everything. So there you go. I think this knee surgery was free because he got his clip card, got all the holes punched. So I think this was a free one.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, this is like 13 or 14. So
Jesus fuck.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding about that. WWE announced that Backlash, they're going to host Backlash pay-per-view in France. Good luck with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oui,
I've seen the pictures and video from Paris. Good luck. Boy. Becky Lynch was on Celebrity Jeopardy this week.
Oh, she's dumber than a bag of hammers.
Yeah, she got every question wrong.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of it. I watched the first part, but yeah, she's like down 700.
Yeah, every question wrong. But
it's lucky she's hot.
Her appearance did give the show their best rating of the year.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, it did. Well, she's cute, but she is dumber than a brick wall.
Man, she's nice to look at, but holy shit.
Yeah, that's, man. That was rough.
The bitch is stupid.
Yeah.
Why are you so stupid, stupid?
Yeah, it's a good thing there wasn't a Hispanic woman as the host.
Man. She's lucky she's got a nice ass because holy fuck, lady, read something. Read a book.
Yes, that was painful.
A crowbar? Right. Did you see that?
Yes.
It's a lever. Oh my god, lady.
We call it a crowbar in Ireland. Yeah, no, you don't.
Oh, she's from Ireland? She's not one of us?
No, she's from Ireland.
Oh, thank God. I thought she was American. Okay, oh, good. No. That kind of makes it a little bit better.
No, she had that European education, which was supposedly so much better than Americans.
Yeah, we're supposed to. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, can't say that now, kids. Next story here. Kenny King asked for and was granted his release from Impact Wrestling, so he's no longer with TNA. NWA. I don't know how much longer this is actually going to be a company. Apparently, they are expected to make cuts soon to the roster and production areas. One source said that Corgan is going to make cuts at every corner. Hair and makeup budget apparently has been cut in half. This weekend's NWA Power tapings will primarily only have contract talent appearing and what is described as a bare-bones TV crew. Exceptions to that rule regarding non-contracted talent is Violent J and Mike Knox. Violent J flies himself in and works for free, so that's not a concern. Knox holds a title, or I think he's a title holder. I don't know. So, yeah, he gets in. Current NWA tag champ Kratos is not under contract, but he holds the title, so you got to have him on the show.
Maybe it was that whole cocaine thing.
Yes, I think it was. The January tapings have already been booked with primarily contract talent. Talent cuts will likely occur following those tapings early in 2024 when Corgan expects to start contract negotiations because a lot of the NWA contracts are up in June of 24.
Huh.
He may not have a company come June 24.
Yeah, just have WWE buy him.
That's exactly what they would do to get the footage.
Or AEW.
That they don't already have. Yeah, Tony Khan could throw all that hot dog money at it.
Hot dog money.
Yeah.
We answer to a higher authority. Oy vey.
Really? We couldn't get through one show, a half show.
Look, man.
Without the goyim.
Have you seen what's going on right now?
Yeah, that's why we're not doing the second half of the show.
We have had, I mean, let's be honest here, all right? Anti-Semitism is just part of the show, and it has been for some time now. And look at this shit. Everybody's catching on now.
Yeah, yeah, you're all jumping our bandwagon.
Bullshit.
All right. Next thing here. WWE is doing something very nice. I know, you're shocked, and I am too. To honor the legacy of Bray Wyatt, WWE, along with the Rotunda family, has launched commemorative merchandise collection. More than a dozen new designs of Wyatt and the Fiend. Proceeds from the sales of the shirts, which are on the website now, are going to the kids and the family. So, you looking for a new wrestling shirt? Go check that out. That's good that they're doing that for the family. So. There you go. Vince, tomorrow is AEW Full Gear, so we get to do predictions. You got the thing you pulled up there? Do you have the page of web and the web page pulled up so we can do predictions? Okay, there it is. All right, I got it pulled up. All right, well, I'll start because Vince don't know any of these people. Your TBS Championship match, Triple Threat. Champion Chris Statlander defends against Sky Blue and Julia Hart. I'm picking Julia. I think they'll put the belt on her. The Texas Death Match, Hangman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland. I'm going to go Hangman. I think Hangman will win this. Swerve won the one before, so Hangman should win this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you think there, Vince?
Hangman.
Okay. Next match for the
AEW. Whoa. I feel guilty. I'm sorry. I had to take a phone call, y'all. What? Which one are we on? I can read the fucking thing.
We're on the AEW World Tag Team four-way match. Second row all the way to the right.
Okay, you do this one. I can't read it.
Yes. It is very small font.
Was it House of Black versus LFI versus FTR versus Ricky Starks and Big Bill?
Yes, you got it. Big Bill are the current champs.
I'm going to go House of Black because they look less gay. This is AEW, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's gay EW. So I'm going with House of Black.
I'm going to... You know what? Let's go with Mexicans. I'm going with the LFI, Rush and Dralistico. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that.
Sure.
That works. All right. You can skip the next thing and go to the match.
Let's see. AEW Women's World Championship, Hikaru Shida versus Toni Storm.
I'm guessing this match will be shot in black and white. Because it's a Toni Storm match.
Look, I like the whole black and white Toni Storm thing.
She's going to win.
I like that.
I'm
into that.
Pull the trigger. They're in LA. She's doing the crazy 50s starlet thing. Pull the trigger. It's time for Toni to win the belt.
Yeah, I like it. I'm into it.
All right, next match.
Kenny Omega. Wait, let's see. This is the full gear one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho versus the Young Bucks. Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho.
I'm picking the Young Bucks. I think they completely go bad guy on Kenny. That's my guess. All right, next match.
Let's see. This is the trios match.
Yep.
Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne versus Adam Copeland, Darby Allin, and Sting.
Edge better come out with his face painted, by the way.
No, man, it's going to be Adam Copeland and Sting.
Oh, yeah.
And G.G. Allin.
Yeah, that Edge isn't losing this, and hopefully it sets up Edge versus Christian, so that would be cool. And then Sting can go off and start his retirement storyline.
His Christian...
No, he's announced that... Revolution will be his final match. He's done for good.
So good for him.
Yeah. All right, next match.
AEW International Championship. Orange Cassidy. Yeah, he looks like Baby Driver versus John Moxley.
Pockets versus Blades. Yeah.
I'm going John Moxley.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Moxley. That's... Because I think Moxley was not supposed to lose the belt, and then that concussion match happened where he got that concussion. So I think they're going to put the belt back on him. So, All right, next match.
Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship, MJF and who fucking knows?
It'll be Samoa Joe, by the way.
The Guns.
Yep. Guns win.
Yeah.
Because MJF needs a partner. Samoa Joe said, look, I'll be your partner, but I get a title shot. Max don't want that to happen. It's going to have to happen anyway.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Joe turns on Max. Guns get the belts. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, last match.
AEW World Championship, MJF versus Jay White. Fuck it, Jay White, whatever.
I want to say Jay White. But I think that MJF will win because they're going to do this whole who's been playing the devil, who stole his devil mask and has been jumping people. I think that person and that group is going to come out and help MJF. So, all right. There's our predictions for Full Gear. That's on Saturday. That's it for wrestling. Or no, there's supposed to be a big signing announcement at Full Gear. Everybody's like, is it Sasha Banks? Is it 99% sure it's going to be Will Ospreay, and sure. this deal will let him go work New Japan big events. And this is actually a big signing for AEW, because WWE was pushing really hard, trying to throw a lot of money to sign Ospreay.
Right.
So if it's Ospreay, that's a big get. So there you go. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in video games?
The Game Awards are December 7th. Did you know about this? Of course you did. You sent me the information.
Yeah, kind of.
The Game Awards air on December 7th at 4:30 PT, 7:30 ET, live from the Peacock Theater. Yeah. Host Jeff Keighley revealed the full list of categories and nominees, including the coveted Game of the Year.
Ooh.
Oh, my. Would you like to hear the nominees of a couple of these?
Yeah, I know best ongoing game.
Game of the Year, Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, and Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, they're going to give it to...
Baldur's Gate.
I'd say no. I think they're going to give it to Spider-Man 2.
Man, Baldur's Gate was huge, though.
Yeah, but I think they'll give it to Spider-Man 2.
I'm just gonna pick and choose here. Best narrative: Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 16, Spider-Man 2.
For narrative, this should be Baldur's Gate or Alan Wake.
It should be
Baldur's Gate. Gotta find Alice.
Yeah. Best performance: Ben Starr as Clive Rossfield, Final Fantasy 16, Cameron Moynihan as Cal Kestis.
Yeah.
Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Idris Elba as Solomon Reed, Cyberpunk. Melanie Libbard as Saga Anderson, Alan Wake 2. Neil Newbon as Asterion, Baldur's Gate 3. Yuri Lowenthal as Peter Parker.
This should go to Cal Kestis. Plus, he's the best Joker we've had since Ledger.
Yeah. Best ongoing game.
Here we go. I already know which one's going to win, or should
Apex,
win.
Apex Legends.
Nope.
Cyberpunk.
Nope.
Final Fantasy 16.
Nope.
Genshin Impact.
Nope. That was the one. That was the one. The anime crossover we just had. I think. I don't know. Fuck it. No.
Fortnite.
Yep. But only if you can get into a game.
God damn.
And not this new update bullshit.
Fuck this new update right in the ass.
Oh my god, it's bad.
Oh, it's so bad. Let's do best RPG. Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Lies of P, Sea of Stars, Starfield. Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, but I can see him giving it to Starfield. It should be
Baldur's Gate. Larian makes good RPGs. They should get something.
Yeah.
Best fighting game: God of Rock, Mortal Kombat 1, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2, Pocket Bravery, Street Fighter 6.
Oh, so it's between Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I would give it to Mortal Kombat because I think it's a little bit... Better's not the right word. It's more concise than the Street Fighter one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Plus Omni-Man's coming. And sure. Homelander and I forget who else.
Let's do one more here. Okay. Content Creator of the Year: Iron Mouse, People Make Games, Quackity, Spreen, and Cypher PK.
Give it to Cypher.
I'm assuming it'll be Cypher, but here I am.
It should be Cypher. He only has like 9 YouTube channels.
Well, yeah.
It should be Cypher.
Next thing I got, Alex Jones. NWO Wars.
Damn right.
It's $17.76.
It's like the old NES Contra games.
Yes.
It's a platform shooter.
Right. Side scrolling.
Yes, side scroll.
Killing trans gay frogs. The fucking blue and white temple looking Epstein temple.
Sitting on the Epstein temple.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes. It looks amazing.
I almost want to buy it. Nobody's talking about this.
No, because
if you get on Reddit, it looks like
it's shadow banned.
Yeah, they're trying to ban. It's so fucking stupid, man.
But yeah, the NWO Wars is not going to be nominated.
I got some angry goy vibes from it. That's
without going that far. Yeah, I think. Yeah, you shoot gay frogs and they explode into rainbows. It's hilarious. Yeah. Jesus.
No, they should make it. And he's all for it. He's like, Alex Jones, NWO Wars, out now.
Oh, yeah. This is his game. Yeah.
Gay frogs.
Yeah. Look, it's got to be better than half the games that are out there already because most of them are trash.
It looks entertaining as hell. The last thing I have, this was sent to me by Chris, by the way. GTA 6 publisher believes games should be priced by the hour.
What?
The new Take-Two Interactive guy. This is...
Yeah.
Pretty, Rockstar doesn't exist anymore. It's Take-Two.
Right, it's Take-Two, yeah.
So the picture he sends me has got a picture of the guy, what he said. Early life and education.
Oh, God. Yep. All you gotta say is early life. We already know.
Harry Strauss Zelnick. Was born June 26th,
right,
I know, 1957 in Boston into a Jewish family.
Charged by the hour.
Charged by the hour.
The hell are you, a prostitute?
I was really, really, really looking forward to GTA 6, and now that pretty much nobody...
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, I'm,
Well, I mean... Done. Shit, if you're charging by the hour for the Modern Warfare 3 that just dropped, you'd only be paying for 3 hours for the story.
Yeah, right.
That's yeah.
This is why indie games are just taking off right now.
That's why NWO Wars is going to sell a million copies. We're going to get behind this.
Yeah, I want to stream this.
Tony, we want Alex on the show. Make that happen.
Yeah. Gay frogs.
Dude, if we got Alex on the show, can you? Oh my god!
Oh my god! He wouldn't come to the show.
Dude, we would outdo Alex.
Yeah.
Be like that when he had Kanye. He'd be just looking over, going, "All right, you guys are a little far even for me."
Yeah. Nope. No way. That's all I got, Bubba.
All right, let's go to music news. Let's wrap this up. Sad news. George Funky Brown, the drummer, keyboardist, and co-founder of Kool & the Gang. Passed away last night, his family said in a statement. He died at a Long Beach Memorial Hospital of an undisclosed illness. He was 74, but he had been battling cancer. But they didn't say it was cancer is what killed him. Co-founded Kool & the Gang in 1964. He co-wrote Ladies Night, Celebration, Cherish. They won a Grammy in 79, Hall of Fame in the mid-20-teens. So yeah, he passed away this week. So, and basically last story of the show before we get to the thing, we're getting to it.
Yeah, Tony, we'll get to it. God damn it.
R&B singer Cassandra Ventura has sued Sean Combs in federal court on Thursday, accusing him, the rapper and hip hop mogul she once dated and whose music label she signed with, of subjecting her to serial physical abuse, sexual slavery, and rape, along with possible sexual trafficking charges. One of the central allegations against Combs by Ventura, who performs under the stage name Cassie, was that he forced her to engage in sex acts with a succession of male prostitutes he hired while he watched and filmed the encounters for his own pleasure. Lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Manhattan also accuses Combs of regularly beating her over the course of a 10-year professional and romantic relationship in which she says he controlled her through intimidation by plying her with drugs and alcohol. Ventura 37 alleges Combs raped her near the end of their relationship in 2018 when she brought up the idea of leaving him. Combs's lawyer, Ben Brofman, issued a statement saying that his client vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations. Lawyer says Ventura resorted to filing a lawsuit riddled with baseless and outrageous lies after a failed attempt to blackmail Combs into paying her $30 million by threatening to write a damaging book about their relationship. It sounds like he's Cut Daddy instead of Puff Daddy.
Shit.
You laugh. That joke counts, damn it.
Shit.
Notorious B.O.G. rolling over in his Burger King parking lot. Gosh.
That's awful, dude.
Yep. It was all a dream.
Good job, Puffy.
If it's true, then he should be buried under the fucking jail. But we'll have to see. He's got money. She don't. American justice system.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Get Gallagher out there with a hammer and a watermelon.
Is Gallagher still alive?
No, he's not.
Oh.
This is what I'm going to do to it. No, no, no. I'll talk shit.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Oh.
Vince, it's time.
Oh, boy.
It's time for the Thanksgiving tradition that everybody's been waiting on. Since there will not be a show Sunday, we're recording this Friday. We hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. Normal show back on the 26th. Vince, run to the hills.
Yeah.